All right, class, let's go in this session. You see, I got the same necktie on because I did them both at the same time. Just shut up. Instead of who the apostle, yeah, me or you. So we talk about the removing of the anointing. So a lot of churches are operating without anointing. Now, I'm not putting nobody down, don't get me wrong, but I'm just telling you, you just turn YouTube to, they operate, see, because emotion is not anointing. Mm-hmm. See, anointing is when yokes are destroyed and burdens are being removed. So we have to know the difference. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have to know the difference. All right. All right, now, get ready for greater manifestation of revelation and power gift the world have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Now we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But in those gifts, there's operation, gifts, administration, and operation. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, all three have something to do with those gifts. Yes. You see, you got nine, you're dealing with nine gifts. What does it say? There will be a release of greater manifestation of revelation gift and power gift the world has ever seen. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, but discerning the spirit, the power gifts of what? Working of miracles. Gifts of healing and special faith. You'll find them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Okay? And don't think about having ministry without those gifts. Right. You know, those gifts, they operate as the Spirit will, but the Spirit is willing if you submit. All right? So to handle these times apostolically, the gift's going to function stronger. I know right now my anointing has doubled. I'm dealing with a frictional aspect of the church now about how are we going to minister praise and worship. I'm lost as a goose. I don't know where I am. But all I know, the anointing have increased. My anointing have increased twice, two times. Mm-hmm. And so I got to get it where people are flowing. This is going to be an apostolic move in the church. Yes. I mean, the Lord could have sent me to something easier, but he got me on this. But it's going to be an apostolic move. But watch when he finished. Now, I don't know when he's going to finish with it. I don't know how he's going to do it. But watch when he finished. What an impartation of the glory of God going to sit on the body of Christ in services all over the world. Just watch it, you know. You see, and if you want to function in the power of the anointing, you have to walk in darkness, walk in light and darkness at the same time. Can I take you here? Yes. Yeah. You see, you see something, but then you don't see it, but then you see it, and so you got to take it step by step as God revealed it. All right. Let's go. So get ready for the power gifts to manifest. You still here? Get ready for the power gifts to manifest. And the Lord, in prayer time, he said, I want you to teach line upon line about this apostolic mantle. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a statement. These demonstrations of supernatural power, talk about those gifts, would bring in the greatest harvest of soul into his kingdom. In other words, somewhat we've got away from the supernatural power. And here's why. Popularity. Money. We got away from them. Who got the largest church? Who got the largest church? Is the largest church by number or by power? One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. That's going to happen in the last days. Person who are informed, they talk about satanic power, but one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. That's not happening now. But in this apostolic age we're coming in, you're going to find Gideon army. Strong enough to accomplish without that large number. See what I'm saying? And then remember now, class, I'm not putting anybody down, but I got to unfold everything so we can see it, so the strength that God has placed on this ministry, because you're a student here, that Sam's strength can come on you. It's real. See, I'm not ministering to you secondhand information.
Come on.
All right? I'm seeing it happen every day. And you can have the same thing. So these supernatural powers, the raising up of governing churches, note that statement, an apostle will set God's power in momentum. Wow. The raising up of governing churches and apostles. Notice that. See, because apostles have been set down in the church, will set God's power in momentum. See, it's going to cause a flash of flow of power that the church has not been experiencing as she should. That don't mean no apostle go in nobody's church and take it over. That means you pay attention to that anointing, catch a hold of it yourself. I got a lot of apostolic pastors working under me now. And they're catching it. And they're flowing. Would it be an apostle? Most of them most likely won't be. Because the apostle is not just a bunch of name. You really don't want to step in this office. You're not ready for it.
Come on.
All right? Man says he's an apostle. All right, what's your church? What have you done? How many churches? Oh, I ain't done nothing there, but the Lord. I said, man, go back. Take that off your name. I had to correct two men wearing the name of apostle. Three. You're not no apostle, boy. There'll be a new breed of apostolic pioneers arise across the nation who will explore new heights of leadership. Oh, hallelujah. Paving the way for the establishing of a strong structure leadership shift in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I want to give you that again now. I'm going to go back. The raising up of governing churches. Think about that. Governing churches. The question may be asked, what kind of churches we need now? Okay. If you don't answer that question, governing churches, you don't get an F. The rising up of governing churches and apostles will set God's power in momentum. Now, when he said rising up of governing churches, it means letting God, government, come through the church and not man. That's all it means. Don't mean that the church is so great that they're just yielding to what God want to do. That's how David whooped Goliath. Because it wasn't David. But so, and that's what we need. You see, the size of the opposition don't mean nothing. Just make sure you got your, as the old folks say, your hand in God's hand.
Right.
And yielding to his spirit. I've come through some things, class. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I said to him, I got my eyes on you. And I've had opposition come rise up and didn't cry out to nobody. Didn't even cry out to God. I praised him. Because I know it's divine. When you have divine backup, write that down. Divine backup is so important in ministry. You know that the hand of God, that's another way to say it. Ezekiel, when he went that valley of dry bone, said the hand of the Lord was upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ezekiel gave an answer when he said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, Lord, I know it.
Right.
See, so always be ready to yield. Let me talk. Yeah, Lord, I got an apostle degree. I know what to do. God can't use you. That is no apostle. That's an impostor. All right. Now, there'll be a new breed of apostolic pioneers. Get that word. Apostolic pioneers arise across the nation who will implore new heights of leadership. Get that. Paving the way for establishing a strong, structured leadership shift in the church. And it does not mean by size. It means by strength.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. That's been the secret of my ministry, the secret of great men and women I've followed over the years. They knew that he was the strength of their ministry. The emergency of governing churches will become inevitable because of these apostolic pioneers. Now, class, you are experiencing what I'm teaching you now. I'm here in this class. This is an emergency that a remnant of God's people be taught on these bases. It's an emergency about the apostolic and how to function in it. Oh, Lord. Everybody start praying. I'm about to say something now. The kind of churches we see being built today will not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaught. Man, did you hear that? See, popularity is not power. All right? Performing is not power. We have a lot of performing going on. I got to tell you, y'all students, y'all came to school, you're right. A lot of performing going on. That's not power. And so now when the satanic forces get stronger and you come into the church, you're going to see churches closing. You're going to see dying. People are going to die. You're going to see all kinds of things going on. Let me give you that again because I want you to always remember this. The kind of churches we see being built today, don't you go patting yourself out none of them churches, would not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaughts. They're out there. They're coming out there now. Are you following me? I want you, as being a member of this school, to know that Apostle told me that I see it. I understand what to do. I understand how to protect my ministry, myself, my family, and my ministry in doing these times. Here's what it says. We need a radically different and dynamic church than just this little stuff we're doing today. You know, anytime, oh my God, I don't want to say it, Lord. They're telling too many jokes in the pulpit.
Come on.
Yeah, joke. But a dog went to heaven. Ain't no dog went to heaven. What the hell are you talking about? See, they're telling too many jokes. They're just trying to be commonplace with the people. I know of a man went to a large church. Him and his wife, they sat down a few minutes, and the man was spiritual. They said, so what is this? The choir, what is this? The preacher, what is this? Thou and the people. No anointing, no power, no glory. We need a radical, different, and dynamic church. God, listen, God is releasing. I want you to think about that, man, because I'm going to say something after this. God is releasing. Write that down in your note. God is releasing, because I want you to hear this, his heavenly pattern for these type of churches to be built. Go back. What is heavenly pattern? Ephesians 4:11 through 16. That's the heaven. Acts 20:28. I think it says, yeah, Acts 20:28. Take heed to yourself and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. The Holy Ghost has made you overseer. The Holy Ghost has made you overseer. And the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. And feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. They said, Paul said, after my leaving, grieving wolves going to come among you. Even some going to rise among yourself. See? So now there's going to be a flushing in the church when the apostolic start rising. Those who do not want to be apostolic, they want the same old traditions. They're like when Jesus time, they're going to leave. But that's fine. That's fine. Always remember, when somebody leave out of your life, God about to give you a promotion. Just don't go after them, please. God is releasing his heavenly pattern. What kind of pattern?
Heaven.
Heavenly pattern. It's a heavenly pattern. For these, so heavenly pattern, so that means that if you say heavenly pattern, that means that something been built without a heavenly pattern.
Right. Right.
And we got a high percentage of churches that has not been built by heavenly pattern, and by that factor, they are lacking on holiness. See, it's heaven. It's heaven that keep you holy. See what I'm saying? And so you go to drink coffee in the church and wearing your slippers, and you know, after a while they're gonna be to wear your underwear at the church. I mean, it's getting crazy because I watched some of the other day class, and I tell you, I was shocked. I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, you know, because I'd be observing to find out what's going on. And they were dedicating the church, and they played Beyonce song. And the girls had little short, showing their tail and bouncing around and juking front and backward. I said, Jesus, what a mockery to the holiness of God. But that's the kind of churches right now. And look, people flock. They look. See, people want consecration without conviction. You see what I'm saying? So they want to say, I'm in church too. I love the Lord. But they don't really have it. So now, in these times we're living in, these people will be exposed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say in the voice where I get, that don't got it. Right. They'll be exposed. And their life will be a shackle. Now, some of them are going to run and get into the real thing because they're really genuine people, but they've been trained wrong. Now, do you know you can be saved and trained wrong?
Absolutely.
Let me say it again. You can be saved, really genuinely love God, a child of God, but trained wrong. So you got to be trained. You got to be trained in your spirit. You got to be trained in your soul. And you had to be trained in your senses, your body. All that got to be trained. Your body not saved. Your soul not saved, but they got to be trained properly from the Holy Ghost through your spirit. All right. The apostolic move had begun as a rising of the tide, other words, T-I-D-E. In other words, there's a level being risen in the church. Now, a lot of people don't know it because they think they're doing the same thing. But as it gets stiffer and stiffer, they're going to recognize you might have the same color on. Mm-hmm. You might have the same kind of chair. Me not. Oh, I know I'm putting it. Me. I'm not for all these backdrops. We don't have a movie theater. It's a distraction from the Holy Ghost. So I almost got one. And the Lord said, what you doing? I said, I ain't doing nothing. You know, because when you got money, you can get it, you see. But you can have a background, but you don't want too much distraction in the back. You want them paying attention to the spirit world.
Yes.
See, we are not entertainers.
Yes.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? I won't use the word. We explainers. We're trying to explain the work of God. We don't want, yeah, so watch it. I know I'm going to have to talk about this later on with all these different backdrops. I'm over a lot of ministers, you know. But that's all right. I'll do what I have to do. It's not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing today, but to those who desire to be at the pulse, P-U-L-S-E, of what God is saying and doing today. That's where you want to be, at the pulse. You want to be right there, just like your heart beating. You want to be on the beat of the spirit to know exactly, because the natural government, you listen to me? Socialism? Herding? Pushing a herd? We're a flock. We're God's flock. We ain't no herd, we're God's flock. And we got three things. I'm going to give you three things that I want you to have. The rod for correction. The staff for direction. And the scepter for protection. You'll find all three of them in the scripture. That's what you got to have now. Make sure you got your rod with you. Make sure you take correction. Make sure correction, then you can step off. The staff can take you into the direction. Then the scepter, when the scepter is pointed towards you, that's a strong anointing to protect any false spirit, any false idea that come up. Are you following me? Are you getting it? Tony, you getting that? All right, make sure you're getting it now. Shamika, come on now. Make sure y'all getting this. Let me see, can I pronounce it? A-Y-A-N-N-A. Miss Orion. Ayana? Ayana, I think I'm pronouncing it right. If I call your name wrong, just call me up and tell me I called it wrong, and I'll get it straight. But I'm just trying to do something here now. Irene, I know your last name, Red Wine. All right, who's that? Latrice? Who is that guy over there? Chevelle? Kenesha? Everett? Felicia? What is that? Simone? S-I-M-O-N-E.
Simone.
What the S-O-P-H-E-N? She's like Tracy. P. Graham. Her last name is P. Graham, but S-O-P-H-E-N. Soph. Y'all gonna make me call a goddamn wrong. Y'all don't know yourself. I never call everybody the name, I think. Priscilla, I did call her. Gloria. Tony, I called her name. This is personal to me, Eric. It's personal to me that y'all picking up what the Spirit of God is saying. Now, yes, I got a, Kim, I got another urge of the Holy Ghost. I got 9 minutes on this class. But I got another urge from the Holy Ghost in this class, in this room. I have some of my staff members in here because I'm training them apostolic. Also, the Lord told me to do that. I got instruction. But I feel a present. That same present that is here is on you wherever you are right now. Just receive it. God is getting you ready to do great and mighty things. Need a dynamic church. Heavenly pattern church. It is not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing today. See, a lot of people are not receptive. A lot of people are real worried about everything. They really don't realize that everything is on time. See, God's still in control. Yeah, are you following me? Yeah. Now, if you put your confidence in man, who does not? What is it? Jeremiah 17:5. Where you put your trust in man, and how somebody help me find it. I think it's Jeremiah 17:5. It might be another scripture. How men have put their trust in men.
Cursed be the man that trusted in man.
Cursed. I'm reading the Bible. Cursed be the man that trusts in man. And make his flesh his own.
And whose heart
is departed from the Lord. Jeremiah 17:5. What the other one said?
Verse 6 says, for he shall be like the heat.
In the desert.
And shall not see when good coming.
See, everything about a camouflage. God is a good God. Goodness still coming out. But it's so much hell and stuff. They're trying to smoke and screen, trying to cover it up. You got to be in the fire really to see it. Go to the next verse now.
Should
inhabit the parched places
and the wilderness,
and the wilderness,
and in a salt land and not
inhabit. Now, what did the next voice say?
Blessed is the man
that trusted in the Lord. See, that's where we're going. That trusted in the Lord,
and whose hope the Lord is.
And whose hope the Lord is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For he shall be like a tree. That's me. That's me. Say, that's me.
That's
Psalm 1:1-3. All right. Whatsoever he do shall prosper. That third verse here. Go ahead.
Planted by the water.
They spread out their root by the river.
And shall not see heat when heat coming.
But her leaves shall be green. The leaves shall be green.
And shall not be careful in the year of drought.
Shall not be what?
Careful
in the year of drought.
Neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Now, you know, Clarence.
Yeah.
Apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetic. That voice. Those two voices, how many voices here?
5, 6, 7, 8, 3
voices. Then in Jeremiah 17:5-8.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
4 voices.
Yep.
Reveal everything I've been teaching. Last session and this session.
Mm-hmm.
See. Because what I'm aiming to get you apostolic to see, put all your trust in God. We're back, we're at Proverbs now, right? 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Come on, class. And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do you do? Direct your path. That's where we need to be now as an apostle of Jesus Christ. Those two ways, because trust in man. We don't trust in man too much. We're trusting in doctors and lawyers and politicians, we trusted everybody more to a certain degree than we trust in God. And that, you know, that end up physical, sensical. See, in the spirit, you got to see with your inner eye. ear, hear with your inner ear, understand with your inner man. See, the statement was, my soul knows right well. You got to train your emotion, train your conscience, train your imagination, train your reasoning to line up with your spirit. Mm-hmm. It's so important. But I want class, those two set of verses come up out of my spirit there. And I, Jeremiah 17, 5 through what, Junior? 5 through 8. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 3, what?
5, 3 and 5. 5 and 6.
3?
Proverbs
3, 5, and 6. I want you to take those scriptures and wrap around you. Mm-hmm. And when you find yourself going off, trusting in program, trusting in people, trusting in places, on and on, stop yourself and ask God what to do. Mm-hmm. Very important. Matter of fact, class, these two verses are going to be a prompt of our protection. Because we're going to trust in the Lord. I want to give you another scripture to go along with it. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Because I want you to start laying weights aside now. And I want you to start looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before you. See, he endured the cross, despite the shame. Where he at now? So every episode you go through, recognize you may go through them challenges, but you're going to end up at the right place. So now we've got three sets of scriptures. I'm going to close with that. I want you three sets of scriptures to help set us up for this apostolic age. Help us not to be set up in the natural, but we'll be set in the supernatural by fully trusting in God, fully letting God lead us, and always looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Don't look at no man. Don't even look at me. Don't look at no woman. Don't look at, you know, always, if you can't see God when a woman talking or a man talking, run. See, now this is, the Holy Spirit just gave me those three scriptures out of my spirit. They're going to keep us, and they're going to give us many more, but keep us stabilized in a time like this. Whenever you feel yourself getting a little rougher, go read one of those scriptures. See, that's the kind of thing. That's the kind of protection and direction that God's going to give us during these times. Mm-hmm. Those scriptures should mean more to you now, because those scriptures are covering, apostolic covering from an apostolic anointing been released to you in this school this very night. You got it, Barbara? See, read those scriptures. Who I'm trusting in? Why am I worried? See, you can't trust in God and be worried at the same time. I'll give you another scripture. 2 Timothy 1, 7. A threefold anointing in that verse. God has not given us the spirit of fear, and I want you to have the other three things. Power, love, and a sound mind. But in the anointing, not just in word. That's why I'm speaking them over you. So my secretary, they're in here. She's reading you, she's writing it down, because I need to know when I pointed those scriptures out to you. Because you come back and say, Johnny, come back and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, Johnny, did you read one of them scriptures? See, every time something come up, go to one of them scriptures, sit there and meditate, rejoice, and watch what God's going to do with you. Because he planted in this school this very night for a reason. You're about to start your apostolic journey. You got four sets of scriptures. Hey, you're about to start a journey. That's because he spoke them out. They've been in me for years. But he chose those scriptures to speak out to us now. Anything you're going through right now, baby, anything you're going through right now, take one of them scriptures and meditate it. And I'm telling you, Jesus and the apostles are going to come out of that scripture. And you're going to have an anointing to deal with whatever it is. Isn't that wonderful? Yep. Hey, amen. I'll see y'all next session with the same suit on. No, I might change it.